Well, Mike, here at the Syngenta Learning Centers, you talked to us a little bit about what Syngenta's doing in the area of especially corn production and maximizing yields. And I just like the way you, in terms of doing your research, kind of compared the growth of weeds to the height of beer cans, for example. So I'm wondering if you can just get that's a nice analogy. What exactly was that 6-inch rule I think you had?
Well, it can be a beer can or a pop can, but the point is we need to have our weeds well under control before they ever get to the size of a pop can or a beer can, which is 5 to 6 inches. At that point, we've already lost yield that we can never get back. So the important thing for the producer is to remember that we don't want that crop to compete with weeds at any point, and especially beyond 5 or 6 inches tall.
Right. Because you showed us some research that's been done, which not only can show you from the yield standpoint, you can figure out how much you've lost financially then, depending on what the market's is like, right?
That's exactly right. Our work that we're doing at the Learning Center, across all the locations last year, was 28 bushel advantage when we did not allow the crop, the corn, to compete with weeds. And $28 bushel converts to a lot of dollars.
And I think you made a strong point about how important using a pre-emergent herbicide is when you're planting your corn.
And that's the whole thing about eliminating that early season weed competition. Use a herbicide that is soil active, that we put on before the weeds emerge, a product like Lumax, which has both grass and broadleaf activity, and that way the crop never has to compete with weeds. There will be a few escapes. We control those later with a glyphosate or a Liberty or in a conventional system, but we don't let that big flush come in with the crop and compete early.
Now, I know you also talked about a two-pass program as being kind of an ideal situation or management practice. Can you describe that?
Yeah, that's where our research, and I think many other companies, have proven that the two-pass is where we do the best job of managing weeds in a timely fashion. And there's been a lot of university research, and it goes to that timing of removal. And if we remove it before it ever exists, that is the weed with the crop, that's where our opportunity for the biggest yield is.
Now, for a producer who may not want to do that, it sounds like you've got a new option coming here, sound like next season, with Halix GT. If you could tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, Halix is going to be positioned for that producer that's out there that has a lot of irons in the fire. He wants a one pass. He's going to produce glyphosate tolerant corn. So Halix actually is a product we could go on over the top of small corn and small weeds in that 2 to 4 inch time height. And Halix contains the active ingredient that's in dual. So we've got soil active grass herbicide, and we've got the active ingredient Callisto that's in Callisto in there. So we've got both soil and post-emergence activity on broadleaves. We got residual. We're going to eliminate that competition at 2 to 4 inches, and we can carry it on through the season.
And I think I'm just looking at the notes I had from your talk. You also start out talking about a new box formulation, I believe. Was it with Force?
Yeah, that's right. We're launching Force CS. Traditionally, for the last 15 or so years, we've had Force 3G, a granular product. It's been at the top of the market. And many growers are going to new planters without granular boxes. So we now have this alternate formulation that can be applied through the John Deere central insecticide delivery system. And it's a liquid. It's easy to handle, easy for the producer to use on all of his acres or just on his refuge acres. It's really a really nice system and a good product.
Well, it certainly sounds like there's a lot that Syngenta either has brought or is bringing to the market for corn growers to consider, and I appreciate bringing us in to get a briefing on that here at the Learning Centers taking place in Iowa. That's Mike Leach with Syngenta, and I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.